Welcome to the Nowracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and we have a fascinating lineup for you today.
It's definitely a wild week in the tech world. We're looking at some intense new tactics in the AI data race, including literal destruction of physical archives, plus a massive open weights release that's shifting the global AI landscape.
That's right. AI companies are secretly buying up rare books just to cut the spines off and shred the retraining data. We'll get into exactly why they are doing that and the legal rulings that are somehow allowing it.
We're also going to follow up on a story we previewed recently. Moonshot AI has officially dropped the weights for Kimi K3 on Hugging Face. At 2.8 trillion parameters, it is a behemoth. And we finally have the technical report and independent evaluations to see if it lives up to the hype.
And later in the show, we're taking a trip to Mercury. It turns out the planet has part-time radiation belts, a discovery that fundamentally changes our understanding of planetary magnetic fields.
Plus, we've got a roundup covering a mysterious spike in quantum computing stocks, AI robots tracking scuba diver stress, and the staggering amount of ad spend currently being lost to bot traffic.
There is a lot of ground to cover today, so let's jump right into our first deep dive. Our first story today sounds like something out of a dystopian novel, but it is happening right now. AI companies are purchasing large quantities of physical books, including rare and out-of-print titles, and permanently destroying them to extract training data.
The details here are genuinely shocking. According to reports from The Washington Post and Futurism, these companies are buying up massive physical archives. They bring them into processing centers, literally cut the spines off the books so the pages can be fed through high-speed scanners, and then the original physical copies are shredded and discarded.
And we actually have a name for one of these operations. Anthropic has been running an internal initiative called Project Panama. They have reportedly spent tens of millions of dollars to acquire and destructively scan millions of books.
You might be wondering how this is legal. It all traces back to a U.S. District Court ruling from June 2025, Bartz v. Anthropic. The judge ruled that digitizing legally purchased books for AI training constitutes fair use. The legal logic is that the process replaces the physical copy with a digital one without redistributing it to the public.
Which creates this bizarre incentive structure. To satisfy the legal requirement of not duplicating the book, they destroy the original. Services like ISBNDB are stepping in to facilitate these bulk acquisitions for AI developers, operating anonymously and often requiring clients to sign non-disclosure agreements.
The obvious question is, why go through all this trouble and expense when the internet is full of text? The answer is data contamination. AI developers are specifically targeting books published before 2022. They need text that is guaranteed to be free of synthetic, AI-generated content.
Right, the fear of model collapse. If you train a new AI on data that was generated by older AI, the model degrades. So pre-2022 physical books are suddenly this incredibly valuable, uncontaminated resource of human-written text.
But the cost to cultural heritage is severe. We aren't just talking about mass-market paperbacks. These are often rare or out-of-print volumes that simply don't exist in digital form anywhere else. Critics are arguing that the legal classification of transformative fair use completely ignores the permanent loss of the physical artifact.
It is a stark difference between traditional digital preservation, where libraries scan a delicate book to save it, and this industrial-scale destructive scanning designed purely to feed a neural network. Society is going to have to decide very quickly how to balance the demand for high-quality AI training data against the permanent destruction of original human-authored sources.
Moving on to our next story, we are following up on a major development in the open weights AI race. A week and a half ago, we talked about the API release of Kimi K3 from the Beijing-based startup Moonshot AI. Well, as of July 27th, they have officially dropped the model weights on Hugging Face.
And this is a monumental release. Kimi K3 is a 2.8 trillion parameter model, has staggering multimodal AI features,
It features a 1 million token context window and uses a proprietary architecture they are calling Kimi Delta Attention, or KDA, along with a sparse mixture of expert setup.
The technical report just came out alongside the weights, and it gives us some fascinating details. That mixture of experts architecture uses 896 experts in total, with 16 active per token. That is a massive scale, making it the largest open weights model available to the public to date.
It really is being positioned as the world's first open 3T class model. But we need to look closely at the performance numbers. Moonshot AI themselves acknowledge that Kimi K3's overall performance still trails top proprietary models like Anthropic's Claude 5.5 and OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol.
Independent rankings back that up. The Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index places Kimi K3 at number 4 overall. And there's an interesting note regarding safety evaluations. A joint evaluation by the UK and US AI safety institutes found that Kimi K3 performed significantly below leading frontier models on preliminary cyber capability benchmarks.
Which is an important data point when you consider the geopolitical context here. US executives have been very vocal about the threat of powerful open-weight models coming out of Chinese labs. The fact that the cyber capabilities are lagging behind the frontier might ease some of those immediate security concerns, even as the sheer parameter count sets a new open source record.
There is also the practical reality of this release. A 2.8 trillion parameter model has staggering hardware requirements. While Moonshot AI is prioritizing accessibility by putting it on Hugging Face, actually self-hosting this is going to be limited to well-funded organizations and research labs. It's not something a solo developer is spinning up on their local rig.
Exactly. For most developers, they will still likely access it via the API, which the technical report notes is priced at $3 per million input tokens, or 30 cents per million for cached inputs, and $15 per million output tokens. But having the weights out there for researchers to dissect and build upon is a massive win for the open source ecosystem, regardless of the hardware barrier.
For our third deep dive, we're looking at a discovery that changes what we know about planetary physics. According to Michigan Engineering News, scientists have discovered that Mercury possesses part-time radiation belts.
This is a big deal, because we previously thought this was impossible. Radiation belts are these donut-shaped regions of energetic particles trapped by a planet's magnetic field, like the Van Allen belts here on Earth. But Mercury is so close to the Sun, and its magnetic field is so weak, that scientists assumed the solar wind would just constantly disrupt it.
It turns out they do exist, just not all the time. The new analysis shows these belts are present about 50% of the time when Mercury is at its farthest distance from the Sun. When the planet is closer to the Sun, they only appear about 20% of the time.
And they are incredibly transient. Each belt typically lasts less than 8 to 12 hours, although occasionally they can persist for a few Earth days. The discovery was actually made by looking backward. Researchers analyzed instrument interference data from NASA's Messenger spacecraft, which orbited Mercury from 2011 to 2015.
They basically used the static and interference on Messenger sensors to map out where these high radiation zones were forming and dissipating. This isn't just an academic finding either. It has immediate operational consequences for the upcoming BepiColombo mission.
Right. BepiColombo is scheduled to enter Mercury's orbit soon, and mission engineers now have to account for these part-time radiation hazards. If the spacecraft flies through one of these belts while it's active, it could fry sensitive instruments. They have to plan their orbital entry and instrument shielding around this 8 to 12 hour weather pattern in Mercury's magnetosphere.
It really highlights how much we still have to learn about solar wind and magnetic field interactions. The fact that a planet can just switch its radiation belts on and off based on its orbital distance is a totally new dynamic for planetary science.
All right, we've got a few more stories to hit before we wrap up today.
Let's dive into the roundup, starting with some very speculative movement in the quantum computing market.
A says, shares of Quantum Computing Inc., or QUBT, jumped between 5.8% and 9.3% on July 27th. The strange part? the spike was triggered by news that a competitor, D-Wave Quantum, secured a contract with AT&T.
Investors seem to be treating the AT&T deal as validation for the entire quantum optimization sector. QUBT also just announced a leadership pivot, bringing on Susan G. Hunt as chief revenue officer, signaling a shift from pure research toward commercial execution, though the stock remains highly volatile.
Researchers at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities have developed an AI system that tracks a scuba diver's respiration rate just by analyzing the size and rhythm of their exhaled bubbles in the water.
It's a brilliant workaround. Traditional wearable health sensors fail underwater due to thick wetsuits and poor wireless transmission. They field-tested this vision-based system in Lake Superior and the Caribbean, potentially paving the way for robotic dive buddies that can monitor for exhaustion or distress without needing physical contact.
A new survey of 455 marketing executives reveals they estimate losing 27% of their annual ad spend to fraud, costing the average respondent about $3 million a year.
The problem is accelerating rapidly because as of June 2026, non-human traffic from bots and AI agents has officially surpassed human web traffic. Advertisers are scrambling to move away from vanity metrics like clicks and installs, focusing instead on bottom-line revenue to outsmart agentic fraud.
The team at RTK AI just released an update for ICM, or Integrated Context Memory, which creates a permanent cross-tool memory layer for AI coding agents like Claude Code and Cursor.
Release Candidate 179 introduces dynamic loading of Onyx runtime variants and an opt-in download feature on first launch. It uses a shared local SQLite database to prevent context fragmentation, ensuring that a fix made in one AI assistant is instantly known to the others.
Finally, if you've ever struggled to visualize how a complex database manages memory, Postgres AI founder Nikolai Samokalov has released PG SimCity. It's an interactive 3D simulation tool that visualizes Postgres SQL internals in real time. You can adjust the transactions per second and literally watch the buffer pool churn and the write-ahead log grow, making abstract database tuning concepts incredibly tangible. That's all for today's episode of the Noracast Tech Briefing. We covered a lot of ground, from shredded books to the far reaches of Mercury's orbit.
Thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow with more deep dives into the technologies shaping our world.
Until then, stay curious.